The Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business and real estate before your commute ends. Huntsville Airport parking is under construction because demand is now outrunning the easy parts of the trip. The airport logged its biggest passenger year, and its answer is a $57 million deck expansion. It is the least glamorous growth chart in town. It may also be one of the clearest. Here is the useful read. Huntsville International Airport is not building parking just to make the walk prettier. It is adding capacity after serving 1,722,898 travelers in 2025, up 5.3% from the year before. Construction has started on a six-story addition expected to add more than 1,400 spaces. For flyers, that means extra time and close attention to signs and detours. For local operators, it is a real capital bet that airport volume will keep needing room. Parking is mundane until it is not. A full deck is an airport bottleneck that happens before security, before the gate, and before anyone can blame the airline. It turns an otherwise normal trip into the familiar little drama of circling concrete with a suitcase in the back seat. That is why the passenger number matters. The airport's 2025 total was an all-time high. The Port of Huntsville had approved this expansion in October of 2025, before the recent construction coverage. This week's news is that work has begun. Not that the idea appeared out of thin air beside the terminal. The authority puts the price at $57 million. That buys more than 1,400 additional spaces and takes total deck capacity above 5,400. This is a capacity move. It is not a claim that every future flight will be full or that Huntsville suddenly has a new route around every corner. It is a response to the volume that already showed up. But the future benefit comes with a present inconvenience. The work is going up west of the existing deck, and the expected build time is about 2 years. Expected is the important word. Construction schedules are predictions with hard hats. So the practical move is simple. Before an airport trip, check the airport's official parking updates. Give yourself a buffer. Follow the signs on the day rather than trusting the route you used 6 months ago. Do not assume a particular lot, entrance, or detour will look the same when you arrive. That advice sounds small. It is exactly what an active capacity build demands. The airport can add spaces only by making part of the arrival path a work zone first. The bigger local lesson is not parking equals prosperity. That is a pretty thin spreadsheet. The lesson is narrower and more useful. When a public transportation asset commits $57 million to a six-story deck, it has decided its existing demand is durable enough to plan around. Watch what follows over time. Does passenger volume keep justifying the added capacity? Does the arrival experience stay workable during construction? Those are the real operating questions. The deck does not prove population forecasts, airline expansion, or property values. It does show where growth is already pressing on the system, right at the curb, before the terminal doors. That is the Rocket City Red. The most honest sign of growth may be the place where you cannot find a parking space. Coming up in the next brief, another Huntsville capacity decision and the local constraint hiding behind the headline. Get the HSV Construction Travel Buffer Checklist on this episode page on rocketcitybrief.com, then follow the Rocket City Brief so the next operator signal reaches you before the scramble does. That is the Rocket City Brief.